For about 30 5th through 8th grade students from Santa Rosa's Wright School District, their visit to the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts was more than just an entertaining field trip. In addition to seeing a program about jazz music and musicians called Hangin' with the Giants, they were also in for a hands-on masterclass with a quintet of professional jazz musicians. But most of these students are fairly new to their instruments, playing them for 2 years or less, so there was some uncertainty about what they were actually in for, said their teacher, Mary Kemnek.
They're very excited. They really didn't know what to expect. They're a little bit in awe about what the possibilities for music are. A lot of them haven't experienced anything like this or don't have this in their background. So this is a real eye-opener for these students.
But first there was the show, part live music, part theater, with actor-host Beresford Bennett introducing animated versions of 6 giants of jazz: Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and Thelonious Monk in a lively interactive presentation. He says there's a lot of information packed into that fun hour-long program.
Jazz is not only not just one thing, it is so many things. It's also a very American-based music. It's international, obviously, but it started here, so it is our music.
And just as importantly, the young audience saw and heard it demonstrated live.
It's very important to have that live experience. I mean, there's 3 things that make up theater. There's the performer, there's the space, and there's the audience. It's a very important interaction between all of those elements, and seeing the saxophone players sweating out that solo and watching those fingers move is a different experience than just hearing it on the record.
After the rest of the 1,000 students in the audience returned to their schools, the Wright District musicians got out their instruments and soon joined the members of the Meta Quintet on the center stage. Tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey led the low brass and percussion in setting up a groove, then invited other students, one by one, to step up and take a moment to begin improvising.
We saw a bunch of young students who were beginners on their instruments, but we got them up on the stage, got them playing, got them improvising, which is a great first step. Hopefully they begin to get over the fear of getting on stage and improvising, which was a big obstacle for all of us at some point in our development. They at least get introduced to what jazz is about and get a better appreciation for what we're doing.
Tyler Dengler, a second-year sax player, was among those who took a turn in the center of the loose circle.
So I didn't really know much of the notes, but I got to learn over time. It was pretty nice being here with the Giants.
Were you scared?
Yeah, a little bit.
Only at the beginning?
Yeah.
As the group packed up and headed out to the bus back to school, teacher Mary Kemnek was already anticipating the benefits from the outing.
I think there'll be a lot more camaraderie. I think there'll be a lot more excitement about playing together, a lot more openness and readiness to play and perform. It's just a win-win.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.